This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. This is Mix Sunday Morning for the week of May 28th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and thank you, Robo Motors, for being our sponsor. Hey, what a crazy week it has been this week. Target in the news. Then Target hurries up to get out of the news because they saw what they did by moving, let's just say, clothing that express something that's in the Bible, that the Bible calls an abomination, okay? And you, I'm not going to argue with anybody about that. Go to the Word of God, and God created man and God created woman. And Target decided to bring in some clothing that was against that word. They put it up in the front of their stores. Their board members got together and decided, hey, we need to take this out after they lost millions of dollars. Their stock fell. But see, what that reminded me of, and as I talked to my wife about it, that just shows the news tells us a lot about the bad things that happen. And see, Satan is on the prowl right now, and he doesn't have to hide anymore. That's why this happened. I mean, that's the only way this can happen. He is not going to deceive anymore. He doesn't have to. He put that all out in the front of the store. Well, the revolt against it, there is still a movement of believers. And let's just say, I'll say, I'm not judging anything about it, but there's right and there's wrong. And the right stood up, did what they needed to do, and it rectified that situation. Now, that's just one of many. I'm going to get into another one in the next segment. Thank you for listening to Mix Sunday Morning. Well, I'm sorry, but today it looks like we're talking about what is in the news. And we talked about in the first segment about Target and what they did this week. And then I found out that four schools in the state of Ohio have approved an after-school club to worship Satan. Now these are kids, and some of these are young kids sitting around. I saw a picture of kids sitting in a circle with a grown-up there with a mask over their face with horns on it. But the lady that's over the program told the news station that they were just portraying the devil as kind of folklore, kind of like Santa Claus. Well, let me tell you what, that's a bunch of you know what. That's another right and wrong. Just because there is a Christian club doesn't mean you get a club to worship Satan and indoctrinate kids. You know, now is the time that we need to stand up. And I know people stood up and forced Target to make that decision to take that clothing out of their stores. But we need to stand up for our kids. Because Josh Padoris hit it on the head a couple of weeks ago in this studio. The kids aren't the problem in this generation. It's the parents. Parents, we need to know what's going on with our kids. We need to know what our kids are being taught. But more importantly, we need to be teaching our children the Word of God. It's Mix Sunday Morning. As I mentioned earlier, I am by myself today. No guest. I had option A this week. Who will be my guest next week? Had to take care of a family situation, and that is certainly understandable. And then I thought I had a backup plan. Well, the backup plan came down with a stomach bug. So you end up with me. But I hope you enjoyed the first two segments. I'm going to try to contain myself in this one because I did get a little upset in the first one talking about Target. And I really got upset about in the second one talking about the satanic clubs, school clubs for kids. There is so much going on right now. But I want to tell you one thing, too. There is a huge revival going on inside our country and outside of our country across the world. There are people being saved right now. But you're not going to hear that. There's not going to be a, hey, breaking news, more saved in whatever town. We are not going to hear that. You have to go digging around for it. But God is, he's never quit moving. He's on the move. And he's fixing to send his son. So I get down little rabbit holes with some of the news things that go on, some of the food that we eat and what's in the food. And that's some of that is totally evil. But we may get into that into another show. I may get a guest in here to talk about that. But in all of that, I like to be aware of what's going on. But I know and my full trust and faith is in Jesus. It's all going to be okay. Because see, our God's already won. Satan can do whatever he wants to do in shopping stores, in our grocery stores, in our medical field. He can do, and he can even do it in the church, because I heard something this week from I'll just call it a local pastor that I couldn't believe. But we got to keep our focus on God. And we have to be infectious with those people around us and get them into the Word of God. Pray for your enemies this week. Pray for your family this week. Throw yourself before the Lord this week. It's Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and Mix Sunday Morning sponsored by Robo Motors. And since we've kind of been digging in the news, maybe just one more segment. One thing we need to be praying about is the upcoming presidential election. If we make it to it, it's going to turn into be, it's probably going to be pretty entertaining. We'll say that. There's going to be a spiritual battle fought in it. There will be evil thrown into the mix. That's a good way to say it. But pray that a godly man or godly woman will step out and get this country back the way it needs to be. Because we are headed into the United States of America, the greatest country on earth. I know that's hard to say on Memorial Day weekend. We are not that country that those men and women fought for. And it's a shame. We need a commander-in-chief in place to put their foot down and say that, yes, we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let me know what you think about it. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday Morning. Now it's time for our Suit Up Ministries Dad Prep Essential by Dr. Jeff Springer.
Dads, question number three for all of us as daily active devoted dads, no matter where we are on the journey, whether you are a been there, done that dad, whether you're a dad that needs reconciliation, whether you're a granddad, whether you're a dad raising daughters, a dad raising boys, a divorced but devoted dad, a blended family dad, maybe a dad figure, the neighborhood dad. Here's a question for us to ponder. Will our children's faith be sufficient because of our influence, because of our guidance, and because of our love? Now, you notice, in order to be able to answer that, we must be present and we must participate, being the daily active devoted dad. So will their faith, will our children's faith, because of our example, be sufficient because of our influence, our guidance, and our love?
That's Suit Up Ministries, Dr. Jeff Springer, right here on Mick Sunday Morning. Well, we've made it through another show by myself today. I thank the Lord for that. I thank Him that even though I got a little upset in the first two segments, my focus is still on Him, the Lord, because He's going to fix all of that, and that He still has a great army of men and women here on earth who are willing to stand up for what's right. Speaking of standing up for what's right, it's Memorial Day weekend, and I want to say thank you to all our men and women who served and fought for us. Both my grandparents, my pawpaw, Clarence Hendricks, was a gunner in the Navy, blew his eardrums out and had an honorable discharge from the Navy. My grandpa was in the Air Force. He was a B-17, B-24 bomber out of the Philippines. The stories he would tell me. Thank you for all of our servicemen and women, for what you've done, the ones that have laid down their lives for the flag. And it's that symbol. And that symbol of that flag is one nation under God. They fight for that. The freedom of this country. If you see a veteran, if you have a veteran in your family, thank them for what they did. If somebody's currently in service in your family, or you know of someone that is, find a way to thank them. Thank you for listening this week. Keep this show in prayer. Keep your families in prayer. And as I said before, keep yourself prayed up, because Satan is on the prowl and he's trying to kill, steal, destroy everything he can. if Jesus doesn't come back, and I hope he does, to come take care of all this nonsense going on. But if he doesn't come back by next week, we'll be back. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.